Ohio. Amen. The Lord is good. I thank God that as we get so close to Christmas that we're coming together and celebrating Jesus and just being thankful for the season and the time that we celebrate the birth of Christ. And tonight we just want to worship and fellowship together and enjoy His presence and just let Him touch our lives tonight. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we just come before You today and we just come to give You our worship tonight. Lord, to be in Your presence, to let our voices come up before You and our praises come up before You as a sweet-smelling aroma. We love You, Father, and we just give You all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, well, I got no power and no nothing.
Yeah. Shout Jesus from the mountain. Jesus in the street. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family.
I speak the
holy
name.
Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountain. Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus, hold my faith. as I know there is peace within his presence, I speak Jesus. And I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, as I know there is peace within his presence, I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus.
Time.
This is all about love. Your love for us. It's all about love. Thank you that you never leave and never forsake. You're always there. Always. Even when it was too tough for anybody else to be able to do it at the cross, you were still there. And you still did it. Hallelujah. What an amazing God you are. Always praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. He's worthy. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus, you are
praise
good.
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, obviously, weather permitting, so keep in tune to Facebook. Or if you don't have a Facebook account, come to me and let me know that I got you, Roger. But come to me and let me know so that way we could, if there is a cancellation because of the weather, that we can contact you personally so that you get the notification as well. We're believing that by tomorrow, by Saturday evening when it's time to have our service, the roads will be cleared. Amen? Might still be cold, but the roads are going to be clear in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we're going to come in. I don't want that to be canceled. I'm so excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you. Welcome.
Thank you, baby.
Sure. Anytime. Except for my tea. Don't touch my tea.
That's right. That's dangerous, touching tea.
Okay, so ladies, we haven't been talking about it, but I don't know why I haven't been announcing it, but don't forget the first Saturday in January, I think it's like the 7th or 8th, 7th, we're going to have our women's breakfast, but we're going to do something a little different. We'll come in here. We're going to have worship, even if it's just voices, don't care. God will love our voices lifted before him, amen?
Amen.
And we're going to have communion. We're going to do a foot washing. Don't let that scare you.
Amen.
It's okay. But we're just going to do a time of refreshing and refocusing and all that good stuff, cleansing and just focus on the Lord, amen? And get us like right focused, right mind for 2023. And I think it's going to be good. Amen. So we have our Christmas Eve service at 6, weather permitting. And then Christmas Day service at 10. And then just services regular from that time on. We're not having a New Year's Eve service. We're old. Who wants to stay up that late? Who stays up now still, and except for the kids? Because I know. And sees the new year in?
I do.
There's like four people here. Yep. The rest of us go to sleep. We're like, yep, we've been here this many times before. Same thing. Same deal. Different year. We're good. That's all I got.
That's hilarious. All right. Well, we better let children go to children's church. And then tonight, we're just going to take up the offering based upon your faith and you're going to God. You know, there's a little widow woman that came to the Lord and she gave two mites. And the Lord was watching out for what the giving was, and he said that she had given more than anyone because she gave out of all of what she had, trusting him, believing him, and letting him be in charge. But I want you to know that it's the Lord that knows what you give and how you give and why you give, and it's the Lord that works with you on your giving to make it be a blessing. Amen? And so tonight we just want to pray based upon the fact that you are in a relationship with God and that you're giving out of your relationship with God because you know that he's working on your behalf. Amen? That he loves you and that he's working on your behalf and working with you in your giving. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory and we just thank you tonight that as people come and give, Father, that, Lord, your hand is on what they give, Father God. Your blessing is upon them, Father God, and your help is upon their life, Father God. And, Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your offerings to the... Praise God. You know, the Bible says in John 16, verse 33, it says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And tonight I want to talk to you about staying in faith in hard times. Amen? Even during hard times, you got to keep your faith. And what we need to know is that the Lord is letting us know right here in this scripture that in this world, you're going to have tribulation. Amen? You're going to have some tough times and you're going to have some things happen to you that are not exactly in the plan that you have and that are difficult to deal with. And I'm just telling you that you need to be able to understand that tribulation is going to be a part of life. Amen? Sometimes we suffer the loss of a loved one. You know, or we can lose a job in a very tough time and have difficult situations going on. But just because you have difficulty, that's when you need to stay in faith even more so. Amen? And because really, when you're in difficulty, it's when God is with you and looking out for you, and he's closer than ever when you're going through hard times. And God is right there to help you navigate and get through these hard times. And so we need to make sure that we're staying in our faith when struggles are around about us. Amen? And God is going to be right there with us. And the Bible is very clear on these types of things. And we're just going to look at some scriptures here and see what the Word of God has to say concerning tribulations and things like that. But it says here in James chapter 1, verse 12, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. So listen to me. You're going to be tempted sometimes, and the devil is the one that comes to tempt us. He's the one that tries to hurt us. He's the one that tries to bring difficulty our way. And we're going to be tempted sometimes to give up or to have pressure on us that is going to be hard for us to navigate. But when we do navigate it, we're going to receive the crown of life. Amen? You're going to receive reward when you navigate tribulation and trials and times that come against you and temptation. When you navigate that, listen, you're receiving the crown of life. Amen? You're getting proven into the kingdom, and you're just stepping into everlasting life. And so you want to make sure that we are doing all we can to navigate when temptation comes our way, because God is working for us and with us, and he's always going to be on our side. Amen? The Bible says in Isaiah 41:10, says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Boy, that's a strong statement, isn't it? Isn't it great to know that God will strengthen you, and that he's right there to help you, and that he will bring us through with the right hand of his righteousness? Man, and I want you to know that God is always going to be working on your behalf. And I'm telling you that this is one of the biggest battles right here, is to have faith over fear. Amen? And to make sure that we understand that God is on our side, and that he's working with us and for us, and that he's always going to be able to outweigh what the devil's trying to do, and anything the enemy brings our way, God is going to be able to outlast it, and he's going to help us outlast it. Amen? So we need to make sure that we're counting on God and that we stick with him. It says in Romans 8:18, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." And I'm just sitting here telling you that any time that you're suffering, and remember, we're going to suffer hardships. We're going to suffer hard times during this life. It's a part of the battle. It's a part of the journey. It's a part of what we have to endure. There's a devil that's always going to be fighting against us, and there's a devil that's going to bring things up against us that we're going to have to fight through. And so here's what we need to know, though, is that these present sufferings are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. In other words, for all the earnest expectation and all that we are waiting for, it's going to be so much worth it when we get there. It's going to go beyond anything that we've endured. Amen? When we get to heaven, I'm telling you that it's going to blow our mind. Yes. We're just not going to be prepared. You can take the best time you've ever had, and you can multiply it by a trillion. You're not going to be ready for what happens when we get to heaven. Amen? And you're not going to be ready what happens when you cross over to that other side and you start getting reunited with those who you've loved and just see the goodness of God. Things are going to be such a blessing that you are not going to be able to stand yourself. Amen? Hallelujah. I can't wait till I get to the day where I can't stand myself. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was about to say, I kind of like myself a little bit. I get along well with myself. And what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen? These are things that we need to remember when we're going through tribulation and we're going through tough times. If God is truly on our side, who can rise up against us? Amen? I want you to know that there's nothing that can overtake you when you have God on your side. Amen? Battles may come, sickness may come, financial hardships may come, but those things are going to be overtaken by the goodness of God. Amen? And all you have to do is press into Jesus and make sure that you're pressing in and make sure that you're not giving up and make sure that you're not quitting. And God will help you through all of these things. Amen? Because nothing can stand against us if we stand with God. Amen? I want to go over here to Mark chapter 8 or Mark chapter 4 just for a minute, because I want you to see that even Jesus had some tough times happen when he was here on the earth. Amen. And it says in Mark chapter 4 verse 35 that in the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when he had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was into the ship. And there were also with them other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and saying unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he answered and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? I want you to see this, because here Jesus was on the earth. Amen. And he faced some tribulation, didn't he? He faced some tough things, didn't he? I mean, his disciples thought they were all going to perish in this ship, even though he had a word from the Father that they were going to the other side. Amen? Sometimes we have words from Jesus that it's going to be okay. Sometimes we have words from the Lord that he's on our side and it's going to be okay and we're going to get through it. And we need to make sure that we grab a hold of those words and keep them in our spirit. Amen? And keep them in our heart, because they are things that we need to make sure we keep a hold of, because we need to know for sure that God is on our side. Amen? And so Jesus, here he was with these disciples. And I want you to know this too. Isn't it interesting that Jesus was in the boat with the disciples and they were still scared? Amen? And I want you to know something, that sometimes you're going to know that God is with you, but things are going to happen that cause you to be in tribulation, amen? And you're going to have things that happen that cause you to be scared, even though you know that God is with you. But you're going to have to gird yourself up, and you're going to have to double down, and you're going to have to come back to the Lord. And even if you have to say, Lord, do you care that I perish? Even if you get that desperate, you're going to have to lean into Jesus, because he's there for you, amen? And he will be right there to help you in every aspect of what you're dealing with, because that is who he is, amen? And he's that good, and he's that loving, and he's that kind, that he wants to be with you no matter what's going on, amen? Amen. And so we want to make sure that no matter what's happening, we are with Jesus, and we're letting the Lord help us. Because if he could go through tribulation while he was here on this earth, then so can we, amen? Remember, the one thing that is so powerful about the Lord is that he was in all points tested like we were, yet without sin. That's why we can come boldly through the throne of grace, because he went through everything we went through, and that he's there for us, and he knows what we deal with as humans, and he knows what we're going through on a day-to-day basis. So we can go directly to him boldly before the throne of grace and receive mercy in our time of need, because he's already paid that price for us. Amen. And so we want to make sure that we're always looking out for the Lord, and always looking out for what he's going to be doing for us and what he has for us, and making sure that even when our faith is being tested and it's hard times, that we're grabbing a hold of Jesus. Amen. It says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything be prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on those things. Amen. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do. And the God of peace shall be with you. I want you to know that it says, be careful for nothing. Amen? In other words, don't be worried. Don't be stressing out all the time. Don't let your anxiety Don't let anxiety, not your anxiety, but don't let anxiety get the best of you. Amen? Because with prayer and supplication, you can let your requests be known unto God. Amen? And when you're praying to Him and reading the Word and really getting in there with God, He's going to help you in the middle of every situation, even the toughest, hardest ones that come your way. Amen? And we want to make sure that we're open and our hearts are open to be with God and to know that He's on our side. It says in Psalms 50, verse 15, call upon Him in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Listen to this. God is just waiting to deliver you from your day of trouble. He's waiting to deliver you from your day of trouble and the difficulties that are out in front of you. This is one thing that He, as God, is always ready to do. You know, the Bible says that I stand at the door and knock. Amen? And He also says you only have not because you ask not. Amen? And so God is always right there wanting you to ask Him and not asking you to dig into me. Come and meet me where I'm at. Remember, the Bible says this, that seek Him and He will be found. And that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Amen? And so we want to be those people that are seeking God in the middle of hard times and in the middle of difficulty. We want to make sure that we keep ourselves attached to God so that we can get through these situations and get through life in the way that God has for us to get through. Amen? Because the Lord is good to us all the time. Amen? And all the time, God is good. Amen? It says in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. So the Lord will comfort us, amen. In the middle of our tribulation, in the middle of trouble, God will comfort us, amen. And He will bring us peace, and He will bring just the peace beyond understanding. You know, God will give you the ability to have peace when it doesn't even make sense to other people. Amen? And this is one of the things that He does. He's the kind of God that makes you have peace and just gives you peace in the middle of situations that even when other people can't understand how you can have that peace, you can have peace. And God wants you to have peace. Amen? You know, in James chapter 1, verse 2, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given of him. I want you to see something here. That it says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. I want you to understand something. You're not just going to have one battle in life. I want you to know that you're not just going to have a battle here and there, but you're going to have lots of battles. Amen? And sometimes it's going to seem constant. Amen? It's going to seem constant. But the Bible says, count it all joy. When you are in battles, it's because you have the devil upset. Amen? Because he's scared to death of you becoming who you are in Christ. The devil gets scared to death when you take steps and you take action steps of faith. He's terrified of where you're going and who you are and what you're doing. And he's going to battle you because he doesn't want to see you succeed. Amen? He doesn't want to see you come to pass and do all that God has for you to do. But that's when you have to bear down and buckle up and grab a hold of your belt straps and just grab a hold of God. And stand strong. Amen? Amen. Your belt straps, I think it's supposed to be bootstraps, isn't it? Woo! You can grab a hold of those also. Amen? Amen. Grab a hold of your belt straps. The Bible says in Matthew 21:21, Jesus answered and said to them, "Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which was done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive them." Amen. I want you to know something. When you pray, do you believe you're going to receive? See, this is something that we've really got to get our arms around and make sure that we don't let the devil steal from us. Jesus didn't say some things you will receive. He said, "And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." That means that when you ask in prayer and you believe God, you should receive what you're asking for. Amen? And I want you to know something, that only the enemy is fighting against you in the battle. And so the more you lock in and the more you stay connected to God, the more you're going to see victory come your way. Amen? And the more you're going to have victory, and the more you're going to be able to shout because you pressed into God and God pressed into you. Amen? I want you to know that the Lord says that you can speak to your mountain and be it removed and be it cast into the sea, and it shall be done. I want you to know something, that when you're going through battles and you're going through tribulations, make sure that you're saying, "God, remove this from me. In the name of Jesus, remove this." Amen? And make sure that you are getting ready for the battle and asking in the Lord's name, because not some things, all things will be given to you in prayer. Amen? And so we need to make sure that in the middle of our battles, in the middle of tough stuff, and in the middle of tough times, that we're grabbing a hold of God and we're sticking with Him no matter what's going on. Amen? And no matter what's being said, we're going to keep our focus on the Lord, and we're not going to let things discourage us. Because one thing that you need to know is that one reason why I like to emphasize the idea that we're going to have tribulation is because I don't want Christians to think that because they're Christians, they're not going to have trouble. See, because you'll get yourself in trouble thinking that way. Because when there's trouble there, then you'll be questioning, why and how did this happen and oh, why this? Instead of concentrating on, hey, God, trouble's here, I need your help. The devil wants you confused and questioning your identity and questioning who you are and questioning why this happened to me and has you all confused and has you up in arms saying, oh, why, if I'm really a Christian, would this be happening to me? Yes. I'm answering you. Yes. If I'm really a Christian, would I be going through this trouble? Yes. If I'm really a Christian, would I be fighting this battle? Yes. If God gave me this idea, why is it easier? If God gave me this idea and it was His plan, why isn't it easier? Because the hardest plans you're going to have is the ones God gives you. Because that's what the devil's going to fight you the worst against. Amen. He's going to try to fight you the hardest against the plans that God gives you. Amen? And so I want you to know something, that you got to make sure that you grab a hold of the fact that what God gives you is going to be the toughest thing that the devil's going to try to fight you against. Amen? And God is with you to do it, though. Amen? God is with you to do it, because the Lord wants you to know that in tribulation and in tough times, He's there for you, amen? And when you start a faith journey that He's involved with, there's going to be tribulation along the way. There's going to be battle along the way. There's going to be challenge along the way. But God is going to meet your need, amen? I mean, He gave these guys a direction. Let's go to the other side. It was already carved in stone that they were going to make it, because it was His will, amen? It was His will to go to the other side, amen? But yet the storm came. And when they looked at the facts and they looked at what they could see, it had them terrified. Amen? But when they looked into the faith of God and had Jesus speak on the issue, then they got the God answer. Amen? And so I want you guys to always receive the God answer because you're looking to the Lord. Amen? Remember, all things that we ask, not just some things that we ask, But all things that we ask in prayer, the Lord says it shall be done. Amen? And so we need to make sure that we're pressing into God. And even if something's been delayed, that we don't give up. Amen? We want to make sure that if something's been delayed, that we don't give up, that we put it back before God and we press in again. Amen? There may be some things that you've given up on that you need to stir yourself and put back on the plate. Amen? You need to write them back down and you need to be stirred up. And you need to know that God is with you. And even though toughness comes against you and fights you, you're going to make it through this time. Amen? And you're going to win the battle because the Lord is on your side. Amen? Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just exalt you tonight and give you praise and glory. And we just thank you, God, for being who you are and being great at working in our lives, Father God. Lord, we just give you praise and we give you thanksgiving, Father. And we just exalt you and declare your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we put Spangler before you, Father God. And Father, first of all, we pray about this cancer, God, and we curse it at the very root, Father God. We curse cancer, and God, we pray that there will be things done, Father God, to alleviate this, and God, that this would just go in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray, God, that all the needs are met, Father God, financially that are needed. And Father, I just thank you for it, Father, that you are going to bring answers, Father God, and you're going to bring provision, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Lord, right now, for everybody that's a part of this congregation that is challenged right now with sickness, Father God, and that are hindered right now, Father God, we just pray over them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we loose the working of miracles, and we loose healing, and we loose, God, healing to go into people, Father God, that you would just remove, God, sickness from people right now that are suffering, Father God, and that you would just touch their lives and bring them into wholeness, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. We are excited about the goodness of God. Amen. We're excited that he's a good God every day and that he's working on your behalf every day. Amen. And so I want you guys to just continue to stay the course and continue to work towards God, and he's working towards you. Amen. Amen. God bless you.